Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Our new disclaimer.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
And
yes, thank you, Madam Queen, for that delightful introduction to our show.
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, yes, and Red, go ahead with our lovely sponsors and affiliates.
Do I have to? Really?
Yes, you do. Yeah.
I do.
Yes.
Oh, thank God they've changed. Oh, my God, I didn't see the day. Anyway, yes. Anyway, okay. Well, we have a calendar sale of 50% off of calendars, plus free shipping over $25. Also, our friends at CBS and the CBS store allowing you to take 20% off of your order. And where can you find these lovely, lovely coupons? Well, you can go to itsmyeurals.com/AMCPress or tweet us at AMCPress31 and AMCPressNews, which can be found on itsmyeurls.com/AMCPress or AMCPress.co.com.
Yes.
You got it.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, we proudly present tonight's news, which is not necessarily disabled, but it is going to be very funny. According to tonight's...
But it couldn't be considered hilarious in and of itself.
In and of itself, it could be considered...
Halloween.
Well, when it comes to Halloween, there's a bunch of... When it comes to Halloween, there's a bunch of stuff that we find hilarious, including, well, the random egg toss that happens in the town. You know, where kids throw pint-sized eggs and chickens get annoyed, and so do dairy farmers as well. You know? And then they egg people, and then they have to scrape the egg off next day, and then they have to wash it off, then they have to reclaim their window, go down to the windrows and say, I want my new glassware, and then they have to come back up and store the glassware, and the process begins all over next year.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, I know.
However, what happened to Miss Butler?
So you take that story, Red.
Well, okay, fine. Miss Catherine Butler was arrested twice for a DWI, driving with intoxication. Yet, the one other time, she was dressed as a zombie.
Hmm.
I mean, dressed as a zombie in zombie makeup for once in her life on Saturday morning, police arrested Catherine Butler twice in 3 hours for a DWI. Butler, who was 26, was first arrested at 2 a.m. and then subsequently arrested 3 hours later. That's for you, those of you keeping count in the racetrack, that is 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, why? Because Butler was dressed up like a zombie. Authorities believe that she may have attended a little Halloween party drunk. Now, a friend picked her up by the police and took her home, and less than 3 hours later, Butler was allegedly caught swerving on a local road and then charged for a second time. Okay.
It's never a
you
good
would
thing.
Like,
it's almost
I mean,
like... What? It's almost like, was she looking to get arrested twice in a 3 hour time period?
Well, I would think in the factoid of it being a Halloween party and being a zombie and swearing off her own gun. Yeah.
No, but then she also gets the ability to have a really cool mugshot too.
Well, that too, but also you have the ability to do stick shift, which is automatic shift, which is neutral drive reverse, or reverse neutral drive, or drive neutral reverse.
Wait a minute. I just said that. Neutral drive reverse, you can't do it backwards. Reverse neutral drive. That's what I was trying to do.
Ha ha. Yeah. There we go. Anyway.
Oops.
Well, yeah.
That's an oops. That's an oops on your part.
It's an oops, but yet it looks tragically funny because between her regular makeup and her zombie makeup, it just looks sadder. You know, the two times. Ah, well, you go the first time, second time. Oh my god, I've gotten stitches. The bitches out back would be like, oh, you're going to get some real stitches in 2 seconds.
What do you mean?
But yet, the funny thing is that, you know, despite her earlier arrest, police say Butler had a valid driver's license. Because of her earlier DWIs. But yet,
right, within the same day, let's just make that very clear.
Let's just make this clear that Butler's blood alcohol level was 11% for the first time and 9% for the second time. And then,
okay,
both were above a legal limit of 8% the third time.
Not smart. Not best idea.
Well, not... She'd be a good victim for my cello sales.
Debatable.
Well,
I'm back. Debatable.
You never know. I could be selling a violin or a staccato. You know.
Great.
But yet, even when I led the transaction with her, I bumped into her on the road and I said, would you like the violin? She said, no, I have to go. I said, why? She said, I'm being arrested by police. I said, why? She said, because I'm not smart. And then she said, oh, shit, I am not smart. You know, but yet, every teenager has its day, right?
Yes, like every...
Right.
Every... Yeah.
I mean, I bet you Einstein, for once, goes, oh, my God, I have just invented D equals MC squared. Drunk equals MC squared. You know, but yet never zombie equals Z equals MC squared, is it? Ever? Ever. Never, ever, ever. Right?
That almost sounds like a Taylor Swift song.
What's that?
It could also be a Taylor Swift song if she wanted to.
I like it too, it's red. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the funny part about this is in our next story. Allison, do you want to take this or Johnny?
Let's pass over to Johnny.
Okay, Johnny, it's your day in the sun. Go ahead. What do you want to say about this?
Okay, what
man
got?
Robbing bank in a zebra dress? Little bit. I think fashion statement issue.
Not a red dress. Robbed the bank in a zebra print dress.
Fashion problems. It's like
fashion.
It's like your
fashion problems in Rochester, New Hampshire.
I'm sure if Joan Rivers is around, she would have said, bitch needs a new, get a new look. Not
that or
look.
Or the class, can we talk?
Bitch needs to get a new look. Or about that.
Bitch needs to get a new
look,
and can we talk, please? Thank you!
Her quote.
Oh,
her don't
shoot her
girl
with those hands.
It's a matter of fashion. It's like fashion police calling.
Exactly. But yet, the funny thing, Johnny, what do you think about this?
Like, what the...
what the hell?
Dude, why are you wearing a dress in the first place?
Well, I have a couple of theories, but I'll wait. Because what would
he could
be your
he could always be he would already maybe he wanted to be something else.
Yeah.
Maybe he really wanted to become something he's not, which means innie to an out, an outie to an innie.
Oh my.
Maybe he was going to meet a bunch of lions to get chewed up. Yet the thing is that this kid was already being this man. Escaped from jail, and they said that nobody was in there when he walked out with an undisclosed amount of cash. Well, I can imagine the transaction, right? Could you imagine the transaction to this? Hello? How can I help you, sir? Please! Don't anybody move, otherwise somebody is going to get eaten. I know. My shoes don't go with my dress.
But then it would be the... What if the lions and lion tamers were those who were at the bank?
Yes. What if it were the lions and lion tamers and the zebra... Wait, what? Oh, shit, I'm surrounded. No! You know. Yeah, or... I'm surrounded in other things that... Other things that aren't me.
Right.
Over. I'm supposed to do this shit. But yet, even though I'm a robber, it's almost like he had to go through the dresses that he had available.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and the dress selection was absolutely fantastic and absolutely horrid. Horrid and fantastic, making some really good robberies. You know, the fact that you have, let's see, oh wait, zebra, no. Chimpanzee, no. Pig boo-boo, no. Honey boo-boo,
no. Obvious.
Yeah, honey boo-boo.
No.
No.
Oh, no.
Her mother, no. His father, no. The ex, no. Flounder from Little Mermaid, no. The extra skeleton from Little Mermaid, no. Blind, TBC. The filet mignon, too appetizing. The steak, too rare. The Prozac diluted hooker, no. Wait a second, go back to the Prozac diluted hooker.
Possibly.
Kim Kardashian.
Possibly.
No. You got
what?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, no. Northside, Northwest, no. Northwest, shit, fuck no. No, a 1920s Alfred Hitchcock. No.
Interesting.
Shut up.
Fuck you. No. But, no, wait, Kanye West, definitely not. A Brazilian President Wings, no. I've said no to almost every fucking costume. Oh wait, Marilyn Monroe.
How for the fuck no?
Maybe Daniel Radcliffe. Too fucking small. Wait a second. What about? Oh wait, a zebra. That was your first choice, mate. Yes, I know. Fuck up. You know, that sort of thing. Okay, fine. Do you think that he's looking in the mirror now? Do you think this looks too tight?
Hmm.
No, you're fine. You sure? I'm getting to the mirror. I got the keys! Right. 20 minutes ago. Shit, red light. Oh, I have an undisclosed amount of cash. Oh, that's like a zebra. It could have been worse. It could have been Marilyn Monroe. Now give me the cash. No, no, I don't want to give me the cash. Bitch, give me the cash. Look, this is the first zebra robbery. This is the first zebra robbery. We don't even, we can't even, just give me the cash. Look. Okay, fine.
But give me the cash now.
Give me the cash now,
and
then we can
get her.
Okay, fine. I just got a head of a zebra. Shit. But yeah, the funny thing is that. Is that it's unclear if he had a lawyer.
Makes things interesting.
Keep in mind, viewers, that's probably the same thing that will probably happen next episode, next Halloween in 2015. We'll tackle the lawyer. Right,
what
Johnny?
If this guy was a voyeur.
What if the lawyer was a ringmaster?
Oh, God.
The lawyer was a ringmaster, and, you know, it's the kind of thing, hello, yes, I got arrested. Why? As I said, the lions.
You idiot.
You know, kind of thing. Yet, it is kind of funny because New York, New Hampshire is the whitest state in America. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the whitest state in America regarding, you know, they will, you know, ski down a slope. You'll see a zebra, a robber, skiing down a slope before you'll see the robber.
Right, right. But then you never
know
if there were, but wonder if, we're some from Return of the Jedi, what if Star Wars was real? And then, what fun would ensue as much as this is all, of course everyone knows Star Wars isn't real, it's a movie.
Everybody who knows Star Wars will have a very good laugh at this. We in the offices were absolutely cracking up at the story. All of us were. I was, because I was like, wait a second, Star Wars and elections.
Yes. And not in the United States.
Johnny.
Never mind, yeah.
Johnny,
what?
I believe we have some music to accompany this. He's marching through. He goes in. The president's valid for everything that he's worth. He smacks Zyro through the ground. And he says to the voter registration person, and the voter registration person says, hello, mate.
I am your father.
Yes. And then he says, wait a second. It doesn't, hold on a second. Your name is Vader, correct? Yes.
And your first name is Darth.
And your first name is Darth. Unfortunately, yes. My brother's name is Joe Vader. Joe Vader. Does that rhyme with your mother in Vader? And your father who's out Vadered? Yes. Now, can I vote now?
No.
Why can't I vote? Is there any...
Not your name.
What?
You can't really do that. Why?
Why can't I think about that? Because what?
Because your name is different than us. You failed to change some key parts of your thing for that deals with voting. So, yeah, you can't really do that. Fortunately.
Can you please tell me what I failed to change?
Let's think about that really clear. You are registered under a different name. Different name means no vote. No vote means no say. Take off your mask now. Take off your mask now. Like a big boy. Take off your mask now. You're just going to get...
I found the death march. You heard the music outside.
So are you just wanting to push buttons? Because we'll get buttons stirred up. No, if you really want to.
What are you talking about?
How about you just come back when you're actually in a sound mind? Thank you very much.
What do you mean, Sound Man? Putin wasn't a sound man. Come on.
Debatable. That's kind of debatable.
How is it debatable?
What
else? I know my voice is high. I know my voice is high. My voice is very high because of a fuck. Really? I'm not a lot of.
Take off your mask or no voting. Means no voting and no stay in government. Or any chance for a run for office. How about those apples?
What kind of run for office? I didn't do anything.
Boy. Johnny, please jump in.
I can't do anything.
Hi.
I need my refrigerator. Hold on a second.
You rue the day you crossed me, Trebek.
What is that? Wait a second.
Yeah, you need to turn it on.
Oh my.
Wait a second. Wait, where are the animals coming from? I only come on Imperial Guard.
In the south pack.
What?
South coming
up. Junior Bob, you gun! Come at me!
Trying to get some fun into it, you know?
What? Oh, fuck this, I'm out.
I think Darth Vader is left the building.
Good! Junior Bob, you gun! Come at me!
I think Darth Vader is left the building.
Good. Yeah.
I'm taking people to the building.
How about Red come back now?
Yes, hold on.
Oh, hello. God, I don't know where I was. Anyway.
Sure.
I don't know who that was. Anyway. But yet,
I'm answering this phone for my friend who tells me it's your nature to hang up and not leave a message. But I should remind you that nature is what we are put on this earth to rise above. So please, leave a message at the sound of the beep, for the sake of anthropology.
Here comes an old town.
You're a bit late for that! Well, yeah, I'm a little bit late for that. But anyway, I mean, it is kind of funny, the fact that Vader was one of the six Darth Vaders running for the seat in Parliament, along with, well, his towers, Chewbacca, Princess Leia, Amadilla, and Yoda. Yet, the funny thing is, I think in that, what's that? Do we hear Chewbacca?
Maybe Chewbacca.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
I'm not playing with my dinghy. What are you talking about? God.
Maybe.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
I'm not gonna play with my dinghy. I have no dinghy.
Quit playing.
Mom, I wish you could be Santa's little helper. And shut your damn cake hole!
Boy, we're just nuts tonight.
My God. Anyway, also, don't we have something else? Coupled with that, Allison.
Yes, how about you take that one, Red Hood?
Again? With me?
Just
right.
Again?
Then we also have.
See, they took the last one, Mr. Red Hood.
I'm good.
That's very true. This old.
And
I'm anyway.
Gonna name my dinghy.
Yes. What about your thingy? Okay, right. Anyway, look.
Shut up.
Thank you, Kanye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kanye West. Good luck with your divorce settlement. I hope it suits you. I mean, in terms of this kind of drives me nuts. In terms of, I was at Party City, right? Picking out Halloween costumes. There was Batman, there was Spider-Man, there was Marvel, there was Captain America, there was Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory, Leonard, this, that, and the other thing. And then I supported, I went on Pinterest and saw the worst costume to date.
Mm.
All
what
this talk about
be?
All this talk about Ebola.
Yeah. Ebola.
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 Ebola. Anyway. Yeah, the deadly Ebola virus has claimed nearly 5,000 lives in West Africa. It is not funny. Yet. And should be taken seriously, but yet Grand Fonseau is taking a serious interest in the sexy version of an Ebola costume.
Yeah, which is never good either.
Yet we don't know what it is. And it is kind of stupid that CEO Jonathan Weeks of the company has defended the costume while speaking with the Atlantic. Well, you can't go into any website for a zombie mask for an 8-year-old with cuts and scars all over their face. He said, but it's Halloween. It's one day. If people are serious, that serious, they don't know what Halloween is.
Well, Mr. Weeks, I think your comment is weak.
Yeah,
in the
weak
that,
being,
you know,
being
optimum
word.
Well, weak in the fact that you have Saturday night, a Bulli fever, a Halloween party at London Scotch of St. James, with the donations going to Doctors Without Borders to help Ebola victims. And then they had to change the name of the party to reflect the sensitivity surrounding the event. Honestly, what are you thinking?
Yeah, it's like, let's
what
make
are you thinking?
Fun of. I was like, let's make fun of so many people who have.
Let's make fun of it.
Poor
like,
guy.
Hold on a second, Zach. We have a special guest.
It's sort of like making fun of me. And my election vote.
Mom, I wish you could be Santa's little helper and shut your damn cake hole!
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Anyway.
I'm a greedy bitch.
It is.
What?
I'm a greedy bitch.
I know you're a greedy bitch. I know you've tons of black metal.
You'll rue the day you crossed me, Trebek.
Yes, I know, Trebek.
Nobody
I don't think so. Well, if it comes to our studio, then fuck them. Anyway.
The machine. Like the old Police album.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the old Police. I mean, could you imagine if, you know, you get Sting. I love Sting. I love Mr. Gordon.
Gordon.
What?
Gordon Sumner, I think it is.
Well, yeah, Gordon Sumner, or otherwise known as Sam. You don't want to run on the red light. Kind of thing.
Not okay.
Yes, I know. I know it's not okay, but yet, Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner. Yes. I mean, it's better than having Roxanne. You don't want to put on the red light, Roxanne. Anyway, it's better than that. You know. All we're saying in the next few days, right, as you guys are thinking about Halloween, maybe you've already had your Halloween party, but whatever, you dressed up as sexy NMMs, maybe sexy doctors, maybe sexy nurses, maybe sexy extra sexy things.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Be careful.
Oh my.
You know. Oh my.
Yeah,
like, also, if you're in New York City on the 31st, if you want to have a really good time, go to the Greenwich Village Halloween Parade. It starts at 8 o'clock. However, yet, there you receive costumes of all types. A few years back, I was stuck between a bank. I was stuck between a banker from Bank of America who had every bank on his wrist. You know, just escaped from jail. And a zombie vampire.
Hmm.
You know, however,
that's kind of here and there.
It's kind of hit or miss. But
it's kind of here nor there at this point in time. What?
It's here nor there, but it'll be something that Darth Vader, Chewbacca, everybody else could possibly get their hands on. I mean, I don't think that I don't think that
you don't think what?
I don't think it's like to have a I don't think it's right to have costume that has a thing for Evoli.
No, it's not right.
No. It's not right at all. It's not right at all, but yet, in all seriousness, folks, we don't even know if this thing is real. You know what I mean?
Very true, very true.
If it is real, okay, and people are obviously coming from it, you know. However, people are already, you know, it's already.
Right.
It's coming.
It's kind of a.
I asked about it.
What?
I asked about it.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. Well, it is kind of.
It's kind of what?
It's a thing in which we don't know.
Yes, we all know that it's a thing.
We all know it's a thing. We don't know. Well, we don't know what it's about. And until we do,
right,
it's not really cool to dress up in an Ebola containment suit.
Costume. Right.
Costume.
I agree.
For Halloween.
Right. Agreed. It's like, yes, what's going to be next? Dressing up like something, what is it? Something that is just bad, like.
You could dress up like Sarah Palin.
No, that's not controversial.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You could go out as the Palin Obama.
I asked about
era.
It.
Yeah, I know.
You'll rue the day you crossed me, Trebek.
Oh. My God.
You really stirring the pot with
I'm a greedy bitch.
I know you're agreeing with me, but who are you?
Try and inject some fun into it, you know?
Anyway. It
is funny when you come down to it, you know. If somebody dressed as a West African, that would probably be going too far.
I'm disabled.
It is. Yeah, I know you're disabled, mate. But yet, what the fuck was that?
Yep, Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson.
Who?
Nelson.
What, are you laughing at me, you fucking wanker? I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm gonna get him so much.
How about you mind your P's and Q's, Red Hood?
Sure.
I don't know if you like stirring the pot and when the pot gets stirred, it gets stirred nice and warm. You know what that's like. I'm sure.
No, I don't. I don't. I've never stood a pot in my life. What are you talking about? I've sold Stradivariuses for ages and ages. I know about them. I don't know about pots being boiled. I've never boiled a pot in my life. What are you talking about?
Gee, let me think. Sure.
So what are you talking about?
You know. Stirring the pot.
I know the cat calling the hero black, but yet there are plenty of black cats on Halloween.
So?
You know this position, once a black cat, always a black cat?
Yeah, no.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a dead news guy. Of course, it's update.
And? What does that mean for those that are working?
Hump day, yeah.
Yeah, it's hump day.
You know what day it is? Hump day.
It is hump day.
I meant
Thursday.
I meant. I meant. I meant.
Anyway.
It is
Girls. Yes, we all know it's hump day. Because then tomorrow's Thursday, and we have no show Thursday. If you get the drift.
Oh, I get the drift. I get the drift.
Guess what day it is?
Woo woo! Thursday?
Day?
Could you imagine the Who singing Hump Day? I meant the Who from the Grinch.
Interesting.
It'd be pretty funny.
Wahoo, hump day, hump day, wahoo.
Doesn't translate well. Anyway. It is, it's amazing because I think Darth Vader will deserve
all the hump days.
We know Darth.
My father takes them too.
Does he?
Yes, he does. In so many ways.
I'm a greedy bitch.
I'm very different. I'm sorry, Peter Christmas is later.
Green, let me think.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you need to turn it on.
I need to turn what on?
Your brain? Maybe?
My brain is already on.
Jasmine, sure. Maybe that's
just
what he was trying
to do. Just on.
All right. He was just making sure. Can't complain about that.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of funny that in the articles we discussed tonight of how you know, we have Darth Vader and the registered vote, or...
Ed, you tried your best, and you failed miserably. The lesson is, never try.
Well, the never try thing. Is very true. Never try anything because you might not be good at it.
Yeah.
But yet, the never try anything if you're Darth Vader and you come to an election poll today or tomorrow or on election day could be very, very, very disturbing for you because they'll look down the list and they'll go, excuse me, is your name Vader?
Yes, it is. It's Vader. Darth Vader.
Is your name Darth Vader?
Yes, it is. It is very...
Yeah,
Darth Vader.
Out of here. Get Darth Vader out of here and get Red Hood back in. I think he's going to need it.
Where is Red Hood?
No, it's too late. It's too late.
Yeah, you need to turn it on.
No, I can't really fucking turn it on. Look, I need to get
my
tank. Hold on a second,
because I'm a greedy bitch.
Hello,
I'm a greedy bitch.
Look,
Mr. President.
Well, he gets his oxygen tank. Yeah, I know.
I know
what you're saying.
I know what you're saying. You cannot hurt the Twinkie.
What Twinkies? What are you talking about?
Well, we lost control of the show.
Yeah.
God. Darth is... We have just heard from our security guards downstairs that Darth left the building.
Good. let's keep it that way.
Oh shit, he's come back. He's forgotten his cape. Mr. Vader, you've forgotten your cape.
Mr. Vader? Yes, please leave the premises now. Not tomorrow, now. Could you leave the premises now, Mr. Raider? During the fall. Get Red Hood back on. I need it more than you.
Anyway. Yeah, anyway.
You just shut the door. I think it's okay now. I think we can resume the broadcast. Anyway.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kid?
Yes,
anyway.
Now we can
resume.
Yes, now we can.
All right, everybody, in my inbox, I get thousands of letters, and everybody's wishing me Happy Halloween, and
it's not Halloween. Let's make
this. It's
not
Halloween yet,
the...
folks.
Some people already moved on to Christmas.
Yeah, the Container Store is already selling Christmas items.
Okay.
Yeah, there was in Michael's over, and they were already showing their Christmas ornaments.
Well, yeah. It's a bit too early. I mean...
Jeez Louise.
How many other things? You're completely forgetting Thanksgiving. You're forgetting Thanksgiving, one of the major holidays.
Yeah, no, I think that it is,
You're completely stepping over Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah.
If you don't have Thanksgiving,
I don't see any... I don't see any,
Ooh, excuse me, guys.
Turkeys. Or anything like that.
It's kind of odd when you're in Walmart and one aisle sees Halloween and next aisle you go down. Oh, hello, holiday stuff. It's a crazy sight.
Yeah, I agree. It's like
it is very
Walmart.
Very
it's
crazy.
It's like Walmart Halloween. It's like, what is it? Christmas, Halloween. Pick one.
In the retail world, it's very, very crazy.
It's like, please pick one.
It's crazy to, think that you have a lot of stuff that goes on. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
a lot of stuff that goes on in terms of other stuff. That is going round, you know, like the Ebola, I think. I think it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing regarding regarding the fact that taking a mickey out of it already, simply because we don't know what it is.
Right.
I mean, really? Really? And then you have, you know, apparently, Darth Vader is actually going to take on Putin. Something I would love to see. Would it too?
Kind of point, yes.
Wouldn't you? I mean, like, it would be pretty funny to see, to see Darth Vader going.
No Darth Vader. No more Darth Vader,
and
that, please.
And that's a wrap. That's a wrap. Anyway, everybody, have a very safe Halloween.
Yes. And we'll be back on Monday.
We will be back on Thursday.
That's my radio.
No, not Thursday. Wow. No Thursday. Wow. Red
what?
Hood, Red Hood, Red
what?
Hood. No, no.
Monday.
Red Hood, Darth Vader.
Monday.
We're playing an encore.
Monday.
We're
playing That's right. I forgot. Anyway, have a happy Halloween and a happy weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Yes. On that note,
good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.